There will not be a woman on the currency after all. There'll be eight of them. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, the Treasury Secretary finally ended the speculation.
I think Harriet Tubman will tell a powerful story.
Come 2020, the new $20 bill will star Harriet Tubman. She was born a slave in Maryland in 1822, escaped to Canada as a young woman, then helped to smuggle others to freedom. Andrew Jackson will still cling to the back of the bill, even though, being that he was a slave owner and also authorized driving the Indians out of the South, some people wanted him banished entirely. But the currency changes don't stop there. Alexander Hamilton remains the star of the $10 bill, but no fewer than five women will be upstaging him on the back. Women who also struggled for justice. Lucretia Mott, Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Alice Paul, who in 1913 organized a march on the U.S. Treasury for the right to vote. She and the others were attacked by a mob while the police stood by. And finally, on the $5 bill, Lincoln stays on the front, but on the back, Martin Luther King and two more women, opera star Marian Anderson and First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who in 1939 arranged for Anderson to sing at the Lincoln Memorial when the theaters wouldn't have her. And so a few years from now, when you find yourself pining for the good old days in America, there'll be a reminder of what they were really like right there in your wallet. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.